Welcome to Change Surfer Radio. For the next half hour, keep your mind open and your radio tuned to the left as we present a sexy high-tech vision of our radically democratic future.
I'm speaking with Michael Hicks. He's the founder, coordinator of the Connecticut chapter of the Mars Society. Welcome, Michael.
Thanks.
And what we're talking about here is the Mars Society, which is a national lobby for the exploration, colonization, exploitation, although we don't like to use that exploit word, but the commercial utilization of Mars. And before we get to that, tell us how you got interested in Mars.
Well, I've always had an interest in science fiction, and it's funny, I don't recall the exact moment when I became aware of the Mars Society, but I just know that once I did and I started looking into it, I just got very excited. It seemed like something had been missing for so long, and all of a sudden this really filled the niche. It's like, of course we should be going to Mars. So once I knew about the society, I had to get involved.
And the Mars Society was founded, what, 5 years ago?
Roughly that. I think the actual official founding of the society was more recent, only about 2 years ago. But they've been having an annual conference for about 5 years, and I think it was about that time.
They were referred to as the Mars Underground before the society.
Right.
A bunch of astrophysicists and biologists and people with that kind of interest orientation.
And that kind of information about the history of the society is available on the website, and they have a national, they have a website which lists all of the various chapters around the country, and there is a chapter in nearly every state now. Mm-hmm. Connecticut's been lagging behind, but we're going to catch up.
www.marssociety.org, and we'll tell that again later.
Yes.
Now, the founding of the Mars Society was coincident with the founders' publishing of a book called The Case for Mars, and the founder is Robert Zubrin.
Yep.
He's the current president. Mm-hmm. You have a section there that you wanted to read from his book on the Why Mars.
Yes. Why Mars? The question of taking on Mars as an interplanetary goal is not simply one of aerospace accomplishment, but one of reaffirming the pioneering character of our society. Unique among the extraterrestrial bodies of our solar system, Mars is endowed with all the resources needed to support not only life, but the actual development of a technological civilization. In contrast to the comparative desert of the Earth's moon, Mars possesses veritable oceans of water frozen into its soil as permafrost, as well as vast quantities of carbon, nitrogen, hydrogen, and oxygen, all in forms readily accessible to those inventive enough to use them. These four elements are not only the basis of food and water, but of plastics, wood, paper, clothing, and, most importantly, rocket fuel. Additionally, Mars has experienced the same sorts of volcanic and hydrologic processes that produce the multitude of mineral ores on Earth. Virtually every element of significant interest to industry is known to exist on the red planet. While no liquid water exists on the surface, below ground is a different matter, and there is every reason to believe that geothermal heat sources could be maintaining hot liquid reservoirs beneath the Martian surface today. Such hydrothermal reservoirs may be refuges in which microbial survivors of ancient Martian life continue to persist. They would also represent oases providing abundant water supplies and geothermal power to future human pioneers. With its 24-hour day-night cycle and an atmosphere thick enough to shield its surface against solar flares, Mars is the only extraterrestrial planet that will accommodate large-scale greenhouses lit by natural sunlight. Even at this early date in its exploration, Mars is already known to possess a vital resource that could someday represent a commercial export. Deuterium, the heavy isotope of hydrogen, currently valued at $10,000 per kilogram, is 5 times more common on Mars than it is on Earth. Mars can be settled. For our generation and many that will follow, Mars is the new world.
And Dr. Zubrin's book also makes a lot of technical arguments, and a lot of it is about the technical feasibility of getting to Mars. He argues, for instance, that the costs that NASA had estimated for getting to Mars were wildly overestimated. He actually was at NASA, right?
Yes, he was. He actually was a senior engineer at Lockheed Martin, and I believe they were doing a lot of work with NASA, which is how he got involved. And I may be a little fuzzy on that, but again, please feel free to look it up on the website, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back in 89, President Bush had called for a new space exploration initiative, and there was, at the time, I believe they called it a 90-day plan put together where they proposed this big orbital space platform and basically the building of a mothership type thing to carry everything over to Mars so we might need and back again. Needless to say, the price tag on that was quite high, nearly $500 billion. Part of Dr. Zubrin's approach is to make it the cost much more realistic, to kind of adopt a live-off-the-land strategy and not necessarily take everything in the kitchen sink along with us, but rather to make do with the resources that the planet itself has to offer and thereby reduce the costs quite significantly. He estimates that we can do it somewhere in the $20 to $30 billion range, which is not insignificant. I'm not saying that's an amount to be sneezed at.
Over a period of years, many, many decades.
Right. Mm-hmm. If we were to spread that out over two decades, with the first decade being the development of the hardware and whatnot, and then the second decade being actually taking the trips, I think it's estimated it would only be something like 15 to 20% of the current NASA budget, something that seems to me well worthwhile for the purpose of opening up a whole new world to human exploration and settlement.
And Dan Golden, the head of NASA, has been on board with this idea. He's talked about a mission to Mars as well.
Yes, I mean, there are quite a few people who are very excited about this. The main problem right now is a political one, that we need to build some grassroots support and get some lobbying done and get the politicians to realize that the people are definitely behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll vote accordingly.
purpose of the Mars Society, although it's got many, many different diverse subcommittees and projects, including proposed social and political visions for a Martian society and the projects for terraforming and biology involved. Everybody in the Mars Society has one project